Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Feminize Him with My Estrogen Pills, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing and check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Will you please hurry up? We're due at the party in 15 minutes and you've barely got your makeup on, Joe said, somewhat irritated. He'd been a little short-tempered all his 25 years, and she still married him, so why develop a bunch of patience now? After all, he was always ready on time, right? All right, Joe, Karen said. Just some blusher and lipstick, and we're gone. And a minute later, she was at the door waiting for him to open it for her, which he didn't, as usual. Neither the house or the car. He could stand some lessons in manners, she thought. As she opened the door herself, she said, Listen, you five-minute wonder, if you had to go through all I do to get out the door looking nice, I'd be waiting on you. Not a chance, Karen. If I couldn't get it done in half the time, I would go somewhere and take makeup lessons.
Oh, would you now?
Yeah, sure, he said, and they locked the door and left. A lot he knows, she thought. Arrogant twit. Karen and Joe had met at a community picnic a few years ago, dated off and on, and then got serious. They got married by a justice of the peace in Santa Rosa, California, north of San Francisco, and were about to celebrate their third wedding anniversary. Karen was a natural redhead, which she kept permed in soft curls framing her delicate features and freckles. She looked a little like Kelly LeBrock. She was just a little tall at 5'7", but girls seemed to be getting taller with each generation, and she weighed 130 pounds. But there are plenty of girls who towered over her at work, where she did volunteer duty at their little library. So it didn't bother her even when she wore her highest heels, which she really didn't mind. Joe was a leg man and said they made her feet look small and pretty, and added shape to her already shapely calves even if she did end up a little taller than he was. Joe was only 5'8", tall and at 145 pounds, and with a moderate build with dark mid-length hair that he kept in a shag cut at the neck, keeping it very full. He was always having to brush it out of his eyes as he kept it all about 6 inches long or more all over. She had always thought of him as cute, not in a ruggedly handsome way. He had dark, well-filled-in eyebrows without having them grow together, and large, deep blue eyes with long black lashes that Karen would die to have herself. Why did boys always get the pretty lashes anyway and we had to get them at the store? He has a rather boyish look and smooth complexion, and despite being light brunette, had never seen a 5 o'clock shadow in the mirror, although he did shave at least every other day to please Karen since she didn't enjoy stubble when they made love. He had managed to build up a comfortable little computer consulting business and at $50 per hour, did well enough that she could stay home and take care of the house and the books for the business. They weren't ready for children, and Karen was careful about that as she knew Joe would be upset if they came before he was ready. He wasn't doing quite as well as Tom, the husband of Karen's friend Joyce, but then he hadn't been doing it as long. For some reason, Joe and Karen's relationship had been a little testy lately. Actually, he had been kind of a bear. He, of course, hadn't even noticed it, but Karen certainly had. She had chalked it up to the pressures of the job, but even at that, it was really beginning to get on her nerves, actually more than just beginning. To herself, she mused, "I just have to find a way to take the pressure off him and get him to mellow out. This is getting out of hand, and I'm taking the brunt of it." "And what did you mean by that five-minute wonder bit?" he said. "Oh, forget it," replied Karen. "No, what did you mean?" he insisted. "All right, it takes you 5 minutes to throw on some clothes or 5 minutes in the sack, and you're done." "That is what I mean," she replied, a bit annoyed. "Holy cow, Karen, that's not fair. I try to control myself. It's just that I get so worked up, I can't. You know what the sight of that bod of yours in sexy lingerie does to me?" "Well," Karen replied, "it wouldn't hurt you to at least try. You're done and I'm still taxiing on the runway, so to speak. You haven't gotten me up far enough to even retract my landing gear in a month."
"Really?"
"Yes, Joe. I'll bet if it was you in the sexy lingerie, I could control myself." Passing right by the allusion to his wearing sexy lingerie, he said, "I'm sorry, honey." Rather crushed at not being able to please her. He really did want to please her, and this was a slap at his manhood. Not that Joe was all that manly, but he thought of himself that way, as so many do.
He was really a bit inconsiderate and did lack some of the social graces preferred in men by their women. Believe me, Karen, if there was anything at all that I could do about that, I would. I really mean it. Anything. Do you really, really mean that, Joe? She said. Yes, of course I do. I'm not totally selfish like some guys, just a little over anxious. You know that I want our loving to be satisfying to both of us. Oh, no, I didn't, and from the way you've been being rather critical of me lately, I was beginning to think I couldn't do anything right. So what you're telling me is that you'd really be willing to make some changes, like self-improvement, more foreplay, whatever? Yes, Karen, I really mean it. Okay, Joe, she said. Maybe there is something that you can do. I've heard of some herbal remedies and other stuff. I'll look into it for you. Great, Karen. Whatever it is, I'm willing to try anything once if it will make you happy. The next day, after Joyce got off work, she came to visit Karen. They only live a few blocks apart, but didn't seem to get to see one another that often, at least over the last year or so. Karen had been a bit concerned that she had done something to offend her friend, and that might be the reason for their lack of contact. Karen was delighted to see Joyce, invited her in, and they sat down over a cup of tea to do some catching up. When that began to wind down, Karen said, Joyce, have I offended you in some way? Why do you ask? She replied. It's just that I don't see much of you and Tom lately. Joyce replied, Oh, Karen, it has nothing to do with you. It is because of something that has nothing at all to do with you. Put your mind at rest. We are still the best of friends. I'm glad to hear that. Maybe you can help me with a problem I'm having with Joe. And like we girls do, she opened up and told Joyce about the problems they have been having in their relationship with Joe's mood swings, which included his performance and lack of consideration in the bedroom. Joyce listened intently and then said, Okay, Karen, I may know a way that you can help Joe with his over-anxiousness and especially with his temperament. Definitely his temperament, she added with emphasis and a grin. That would be a real blessing, said Karen. How soon can we get started? Joyce replied, I roomed with a gal in college who is now an MD. She has a practice across the bay. Tom and I were having some real problems about a year and a half ago, and she has ironed out the whole problem for both of us, and I know I'll ever have a problem with Tom again, sly grin. I'll call her when I get home as I don't have her number with me. That's part of the reason you haven't seen Tom and I lately. Joyce offered no further explanation. Karen didn't understand, but didn't probe. Figuring if Joyce wanted to tell the whole story, she would. Sounds great, Joyce. Thanks. Well, I guess I should get home and help teach Tom with the dinner, so I'll call you later, okay? Since when did Tom do the cooking at your house? Asked Karen. You'd be surprised at all the domestic skills he acquired after Barbara got him in therapy. But we can talk about this later. I really have to run. Bye. Karen waved through the open door as Joyce pulled away in her red Mustang and wondered what could have had such a profound effect on the Tom she remembered who was rather a male chauvinist tinker himself. About 8 that night, the phone rang, and it was Joyce. She said that what worked for Tom will probably do the same for Joe. Barbara is going to write you out what will look like 2 huge prescriptions, and you must follow the directions to the letter. Just tell him they are vitamins or tranquilizers to help him deal with his reverse performance anxiety, and I'm sure he'll take them in a heartbeat. And Karen, you will see some changes in Joe, although not immediately. They may be very subtle at first, but you'll both notice interesting personality and other developments when they really take hold. I hope you are pleased with the results. He should become a very mellow fellow. Okay, Joyce, but you're being awfully mysterious about this. You know how I love a mystery, Karen. Besides, it will be more fun this way for both of you. When can I get the scripts? The mystery is part of the fun of it, and I'll get them for you, and you'll have them in a couple days. And if you don't enjoy Joe's changes, just stop the pills. I just want to mellow him out, Joyce, and make him a little more appreciative about girl stuff. Then I think you will be very pleased, honey. Just follow the directions, and he will definitely acquire a better appreciation for your side of things. They said their goodbyes, and Karen was feeling like there may be some light at the end of this moody tunnel of Joe's after all. She had read about how sometimes a chemical imbalance can cause mood swings, and was really hoping that whatever Joyce came up with would cure Joe and make him easier to live with. She certainly got a little jumpy before her visitor came every month. When Jo got home on Thursday, she had the prescriptions, 500 pills of one and 200 of the other. She put them in the pantry with the vitamins so that he wouldn't forget to take them. She did think it a bit odd that they didn't have labels on them, but she knew the dosage, so it didn't matter. Karen told him that they were tranquilizers and that he has to take increased doses up to a point until they are both satisfied the desired effect has been reached. He was to start with one a day, then two, one morning and night, and then three, one morning and two in the evening, then two both morning and evening, until he gets used to them and so that they will not cause a sudden upset to his system. The ones from the smaller bottle he was only to take at one a day. Jo was so pleased that Karen had found something to help him. He readily agreed to the program, taking one of each that evening. Karen told Jo not to expect too much right away. So Jo was not too disappointed when the same old thing happened for the next several weeks. Oh, well, nothing works all the time, Karen thought. However, by the end of the third week, he was slowing down a bit and not getting so excitable, and this pleased both of them. Karen was finally beginning to enjoy some fun in the bedroom, and he seemed a little more calm as well. At 6 weeks, he was up to 3 pills a day and was mellowing out some, especially his attitude with her and all the girl stuff that slowed her down with the getting dressed and the makeup and all. In fact, he had taken to just sitting there in the bedroom watching her do her thing, and wondered how he could ever go through all that trying to look pretty. But at least he now understood from watching her and was patient with her. Man, being a girl takes a lot of time, he thought. I wonder if I would ever have that much patience, much less talent. How weird. Why am I even asking myself that question? After they finished the fun part that night, he couldn't find his pajamas. They are in the wash. I should be able to get to it by tomorrow sometime, okay? She walked over to her closet and came back with her Victoria's Secret PJs, maroon with pretty white piping around the edges, and held them up to him. Use these, honey. I'm sure that they will fit, and I know you don't like to sleep in the nude or just your briefs. Those are girls' pajamas, Karen. Really? I hadn't noticed, she added with a little wink. And so who is going to see you besides your ever-loving wife from whom you have no secrets anyway? Am I going to take out an ad in the newspaper? I don't care if you're a little prettier than usual. I might even enjoy it. All right, but where are my bikinis? Same place, in the wash. Here, take these. They match the PJs. Her matching panties were rather plain, but made of the silkiest nylon, nothing like the brushed nylon of his own. I don't think I should be doing this, he said. Take them. You may like them. There really isn't that much difference, is there? No, I guess not, except I'll have to sit to pee. Well, for heaven's sake, I should think that would be a relief not having to stand there and worry about aiming. Giggle. Jo put them on, and then the PJs. The moderate bulge looked a bit out of place, but when he slipped into the bottoms, it disappeared. He didn't say anything to Karen about it, but the silky feeling of her nightclothes got him a little excited again. Not being used to sensuous clothing, this was a new experience for him and a rather pleasant one, much to his surprise. He had seen something similar to them in some of the better men's shops, but somehow, wearing Karen's was a real turn-on. He was in forbidden territory, and it was a bit of a turn-on. Jo did notice that they buttoned the opposite way, and the bottoms seemed to be a little on the long side, though. However, he soon fell asleep. The next morning, Jo got up for work and, still finding the feel of Karen's panties rather appealing, left them on after realizing that his were still in the wash anyway. He reminded himself he'd have to squat the rest of the day, but he still kept them on. She caught him before he pulled his pants up and grabbed his cheeks clad in her silky underwear, pulling him close to her, copping a feel of his butt, and told him, "Honey, these are just for sleeping. These are for wearing," as she handed him a pair of her regular mid-hip style satiny spandex. "Karen, I can't." "How much choice is there?" she countered. "You were going to wear the other ones, weren't you?" "Good point." "Okay." And he pulled them on, tucking himself in a little, not something he would ordinarily do, but it wouldn't seem natural to have a bulge in pretty panties. It was like having a really tight jockstrap on, he thought. But they really felt nice, gave him a sense of security somehow with that spandex hugging his privates. The next night was a repeat performance with Karen apologizing about the laundry. But she got involved with his company books and her volunteer time at the library, and just didn't get to it. Jo thanked her for the loan, and she gave him a fresh pair of panties that again matched the pajamas. He mentioned to her that the pajamas seemed a little long. She countered with, "Oh, well, you should really be wearing high-heeled mules or regular high heels for just lounging in those, and they would hang just right. They make them a little long on purpose." He could see that she was in a playful mood, and she was getting out her manicure kit. "Sit, Joe, your feet need a little work. They're out of place in those pretty PJs. Karen, what are you doing?" "Giving you a nice pedicure. Now be still and just sit there. Humor me." "Okay, what have I got to lose?" When she was done, he had very well groomed, snag-free but rosy toes. "Cute, Karen, and you expect me to leave this on?" "Sure, why not?" Sigh. And in the morning, there was also a repeat performance, except that Joe now mentioned to Karen that he was beginning to understand why she liked all this slinky stuff after spending another night in her pajamas. "Your slinky PJs really do feel good against my skin," he stated. "Well, if you really like them, Joe, we can get you your own. You know they make the very same thing for men now, too, although I think it is a little heavier material." Joe replied, "I think I'll have to chew on that a while. And I'm not sure I'd want them heavier material anyway. Okay? I like these just fine." "These what, Joe?" "Okay, I was talking about the silk panties, too," he added, looking away very quickly before she could catch the expression on his face. "Oh, you like those? Well, yeah, I guess I do. Well, maybe you should have some of your own of those too, honey, if you really like them." "Yeah, maybe. What am I saying? I want to wear silky panties now? Have mercy. I'm already in ladies' pajamas and loving it. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story. And show your support on Patreon.